Hello there, friends, both old and new. Welcome to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. I'm your host, Chance Whitmore. Home to bite-sized lifestyle advice from a fellow traveler on the road to a better life. Brought to you by someone who is a longtime educator, writer, parent, and an outdoor enthusiast who may, just may, like a good dram. Because our future is set not just through our choices, but by our willingness to explore and find a better way. And just like that, I'm home again, and it feels so good. I spent this week at a conference in San Antonio, Texas. It was a personal and professional success. Loved my time learning about my profession and my time wandering the city. So for you, I am tonight bringing you three clips dealing with my experiences on work travel. I'm being intentionally vague on the work part, but join me as I talk about San Antonio, my experiences, and relationships. And of course, my definitive grade for Whataburger and my opinions of Texas barbecue. Now let's get started. Greetings from San Antonio, Texas. Recording this the night of January 24th, 2022. And it's been a really good travel day. And so I thought I'd share a few things with you. First off, reminder, and many of you know this much better than I do, because I watch and listen to your travel schedules, and I don't have those. If I go someplace for work once a year, that's a big deal. Other than to work, of course. It's important to remind yourself that while I've talked a lot about travel and planning it, collaboration with my wife, and doing things for kids, whatnot, business travel, entirely different animal. You don't control your schedule. You don't control the opportunities you have. You don't control the location. So finding the nuggets you can take away and the fun you can have is critical to do beyond that for a lot of reasons. For instance, it's a great opportunity to build relationships with the people you work with. And I think we've done that in spades today. It's been pretty cool. And you've got to find those cool places along the way. San Antonio, quite honestly, is not some place I would have considered coming to. Well, I'd heard of the Riverwalk. I'd heard it was pretty cool. I've always wanted to see the Alamo. But those combination of things didn't necessarily mean I would ever have traveled to come down here. So, night one, what did we do? It was simple. We got in, hadn't had lunch, walked down to Pinkerton's, and as a group, had some of the best brisket I've ever had in my life. Possibly the best brisket. And I don't throw that around lightly. And I'll have to see if any place else locally can measure it. But Pinkerton's does a top flight job putting out good brisket, good sausage. The sides were really solid. There wasn't anything disappointing on the platter. And it was my first real experience with true Texas barbecue. So I'll throw some pictures up because it was delicious and delectable. And if that's the best meal I eat on this trip, wow, I'm impressed. And we walked a lot and talked a lot. And along the way, we ended up in the landmark that most of us thought was the most important to see here in Texas? The Alamo. And if you're like me, the first way you learned about the Alamo was the old Davy Crockett movies that Disney put out. So I had built it up into something. Have you ever seen those pictures of the pyramids taken so you can see Cairo in the background? And how they kind of feel a little disappointing because you have this image of them out in the desert alone? That's the Alamo. I knew it would be smaller than I thought because real life isn't the movies. And missions were not built to be huge fortresses. But the combination of urban sprawl and the fact that it was just that, a repurposed church, so to speak, the walls were there, but it wasn't a natural military emplacement, meant for all the history and all the cool things that had been around it, the images I had in my head were bigger than the reality. And while I still have some really nice pictures, I still have that little boy's disappointment of not having Davy Crockett and the Disney version of it sitting right there in front of me. Someday I'll get past those kind of things, but they're pretty deeply ingrained. In other words, night one was a hell of a good night. And I'll share some more along the way. Work trips, so you spend the first, today was a travel day, so we spent most of it on an airplane. Tomorrow is a work day, so you spend most of it in classes learning. And I'm looking forward to that, working alongside people, learning some more, getting better. But that's not what I'm going to share. The things I want to share with you guys here are going to be the experience and the relationships outside of the work world. So, until next time, friends, it's Chance signing off.
And it was a good trip. And Pinkerton's Barbecue, I bow before the power of their brisket. I spent the last hour before recording looking at various ideas on how to replicate it. And so far, I think it's going to be my next cooking challenge. And now, a word from our sponsor.
I asked my dad how I could help his podcast, and he said I could make a commercial. Let's help get the word out. Share this podcast with your friends. This is super important. We all get busy. Just a simple share helps keep people in the loop. One way you can do this is tagging the show or using the Keep Seeking hashtag when you're talking about the show. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Reviews help people find the pod. Finally, he's got a Buy Me a Coffee setup. Keep him in research materials and new microphones so he can keep improving Strive, Seek, Find. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Strive, Seek, Find.
Thanks to my eldest for helping out with that this week. It's fun. I mean, especially with the improved equipment, sitting down and recording with the kids. That's something I'm going to have to do more of. Now, the next evening in San Antonio was a lot of walking. To the point where one of my companions joked about that if he'd have known I was going to walk around that much, that he would have saved his per diem to get a cab ride home. But it was an awesome night.
Well, tonight, I'm going to make an important distinction. For years, I have heard people comparing Whataburger's quality to what you can find at In-N-Out as the two sort of holy grails of fast food burgers. And as someone without really a dog in the fight, we don't have either of them around Idaho yet. In-N-Out's coming soon. I can honestly say I prefer In-N-Out. Tonight, I tried Whataburger. I really wanted to like it. It reminded me a lot of Sonic. Minus the good drinks. So, before people from Texas light me on fire and burn me in effigy, I'm going to say this to tick off the fans of In-N-Out as well. I've hit a point where I decided Five Guys better than both of them. All this to say, it was a trial and error day again. Great learning today. Had a grand old time at my conference. First session was good. Keynote was good. Second session was absolutely amazing. I think I got 10 pages of notes out of it. And that was the real purpose of the trip, keep in mind. But I'm trying to keep it away from work. And we wandered and experimented and tried some things tonight. Went and found a brewery, had a couple of new samplers. Wish they'd had them canned so that I could get some home to share with some friends. But the best thing about tonight, and I've said this before in different contexts, is the relationship piece. The fact that my team, our team, hung out together after being together all day working and sat and visited and had a good time is so healthy. And I wish there were a few more of us here, because these are bonding moments that last a long, long time, carry you through things. I'll forget what I tried at the breweries. I won't forget the conversations.
And before we start the final clip, I wanted to thank Matt over at Hops Geek News Podcast. Give that a listen. For the suggestion of the aforementioned brewery, which was Roadmap Brewing. The next clip, I believe I call it Road Trip multiple times. My apologies in the clip for misspeaking that. I'll put a link to that particular brewery in the show notes. It was a great stop. Loved their Pilsner, enjoyed the vibe of the place, and it's going to be a place that if I ever go back, I'm going to touch bases with again.
So I'm going to note that I have seen a lot of a small area of San Antonio. Or let me rewind. Hey folks, welcome back. It was a long day at the conference, which was good. Once again, hit a couple of places brand new and stopped ourselves from going back to Pinkerton's, which, as good as the food I had today was, I kind of wish I had had brisket again. Tried out a Mexican restaurant in town, which really wasn't worth mentioning because, hate to say it, Texas, at least the place we tried, the homegrown Mexican restaurants in my hometown are far better. Though I understand Anicio's have closed down in Caldwell. Yes, I realize this is sacrilege. The Lone Star Steakhouse was what it was. It was really good steak. Really flavorful steak. Cooked just the way I like it. So that's a win. And lots of walking. And lots of visiting. Like I said, this is a work trip. It's still about experiences and learning. It's also about bonding and growth. It was very healthy from that aspect. And tomorrow we get up and do it again. Lose our hotel room, so there's no place to retreat to. And then head to the airport at 2 o'clock for the long flight home. Disappointments? Well, other than the Whataburger experiment and my inability to find the whiskeys that I was hoping for. The liquor store is within walking distance of where I was. No bueno. Not much in the way of selection. So that was a bust. But the time we've spent together has been exceedingly valuable. The learning we've done is exceedingly valuable. And it's hopefully allowing to pull some things off of my responsibility list here directly. Because the good people that I brought with me can do the job better than I can, which is awesome. Tonight, as everybody bailed out and went to bed, I got to visit with a couple other colleagues. These are the things we lost for a couple of years. Those relational pieces that extended family is the wrong analogy in a lot of ways, but it's also the right one because you're not as close as most extended family, but you do work in the same place, even if you don't work directly together, and time to get down and visit and be together makes the hard times much easier. Well, short one tonight. Hopefully something tomorrow. Probably not on the drive home because of what time I get in. But thanks for tagging along with me. Just a brief list of what was cool. I'm going to say the Roadmap Brewery. Or was it the Road Trip? 5 beers, really good beers. I want to thank Matt from the Hops Geek News for pointing that one out to me. Checked out a distillery called Maverick, which was solid. And I kind of thought about bringing a bottle back from it, but price point was all wrong. Pinkerton's Barbecue reinforced the fact that, to me, what I had been led to believe about Texas barbecue and the brisket is absolutely true. Missed on the German deli because it was only open for lunch. Great time with colleagues. It's been an amazing work trip. And with that, my friends, have a great night.
So that was most of my San Antonio experience. My group skipped the boat tours and some of the museum. I mean, honestly, explain to me why there is a selfie museum. But what I brought back, even more than work knowledge, was the refreshing and strengthening of relationships, and for that I'm grateful. What about you? What do you love about work trips? Let me know on Facebook or Twitter. Links are in the show notes. Well, friends, that's it for this week's edition of Strive, Seek, Find. Thank you again for listening. If you'd like to join the discussion or have ideas for future episodes, hop on over to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast group on Facebook. Alternatively, if Facebook's not your thing, you can find me on Instagram at Strive, Seek, Find podcast, on Twitter as at ChanceWhitmore5, or even on email. The links for all those are in the show notes below. Until next time, my friends, keep seeking your own brilliant future.